This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with the generous Professor H.J. Mackinder commenting on Six Capitals, Six Points of View. We've entertained Manila. We've entertained London. Now we're entertaining New York, the headquarters of the United Nations. In a vote midweek, after the dueling speeches, the United Nations produced surprising and not surprising results. 7 countries voted against the resolution to condemn Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The document read that the Russian Federation immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw all of its military forces from the territory of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders and called immediately for a cessation of hostilities. 7 countries voted against it. 32 countries abstained. Of those 32, the most significant to my reading, India and China, that is about half of mankind, South Africa, and other countries, 32 in total, abstain. Professor, how do you read the United Nations' role in the Ukraine conflict? Because before these most recent results, the United Nations votes against it, but then falls quiet. I do not think that was the original concept of the United Nations, I think, that disapproves of violence.
Well, you're... I think you understand very clearly the differences between Mr. Roosevelt's idealistic / naive dream of the United Nations and Comrade Stalin's rather more nitty-gritty understanding, which was that the United Nations was a lever with which he could pressure, with which he could leverage the United States. I would say, however, that given that it is the United Nations, I'm rather pleased by the way things are going there. I mean, Russia has been thrown off of the Human Rights Commission, and now in this vote, 141 in favor of the resolution. When was the last time that a resolution that the United States supported got 141 votes in the UN? I don't know. You'll have to ask the ambassador, but although everybody's very happy, you know, to get U.S. aid, a lot of people take the position, say that it's found in the in a German article I was reading about the relationship with the United States. Although the alliance with America is essential, and it's not about Germany, it's about Australia. And it's by this Mr. Keating, and it says that the alliance with America is absolutely central to our security policy and our whole national well-being, but it is very restrictive because the meanie Americans won't let us, you know, sell plutonium to China or whatever it is. And it's one of these sort of mad ideas, which is that America is your insurance policy, and you can kind of go out and do whatever you feel like, and you don't have to coordinate your policy with an alliance. Alliance doesn't work unless everybody agrees what they're trying to do. 141, as you said, were in favor, 7 against, which is mostly the usual suspects, although Mali and Eritrea are a little bit, a little bit surprising. 32 abstained. Now, China abstained because China is trying to present herself to the world as sort of the next dominant power, the next after the West finishes collapsing, as Mr. Xi thinks it is doing, then China is going to emerge. And therefore, they want to seem impartial. India abstained for the very simple reason, I believe, that India fears above all a Russian-Chinese alliance. And Russia has a substantial position in India. And as long as she has that position, then she's going to think twice about discarding it and allying entirely with China. So I think we should understand that. Vietnam faces much the same dilemma. They also abstained. But I think I always make the point that international law is very, very scarce. International institutions are fragile and they tend to fail. But still, they are good things. It's very good to have a convention against genocide, even if countries flout it. We should have these things. It's very good that the court at The Hague has found that China does not own the South China Sea. This is a great help to the small countries there who don't think that China owns their territorial waters either. So we must be very careful in this war, always to be sure that we safeguard the interests of the long-term interests of all of humanity in the development of international law. And the fact that 141 UN members will come out and condemn aggression by one country against another, I think that's not bad at all. It encourages me.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Six Capital, 6 points of view. We turn to a tough one next, a really tough one. That would be Washington, D.C., with a Republican House of Representatives evidencing what used to be called isolationism, and these days is called isolationism. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.